In January 2009, while Israel was engaged in its massacre of Palestinians in Gaza, the U.S. was planning to supply Israel with more weapons. A German boat was transporting them and planning to offload the weapons, 1,000 containers of them, at the Greek port of Astakos. The weapons were to be transferred onto another vessel for final shipment to Israel. But Greek and international protest scuppered that plan, and after 2 weeks, the German boat turned back from Greece without unloading its cargo. This week, in the midst of an economic crisis, the vulnerable Greek government has come full circle. This time, it decided to do Israel's dirty work and prevent the flotilla of 10 international boats bound for Gaza from leaving Greek ports. On the line from Montreal is Ihab Lotayef, an organizer and spokesperson for the Canadian boat, the Tahrir, that is part of the international flotilla. Good morning to you in Montreal, Ihab, and thanks for joining us on Vancouver Cooperative Radio.
Thank you for having me.
There's been some misrepresentation of the goal of the flotilla and what it aims to accomplish. What is your goal?
Our goal is threefold, and we really, let me start by saying, we really never shied away from saying that our goal is threefold. The first part is to show solidarity with the people of Gaza. And for those of us who visited Gaza and visited other troubled situations or areas in the world, we know very well that just the gesture of solidarity to make the people know that they're not forgotten is extremely important to people in crisis like the people in Gaza are right now. The second goal is to deliver humanitarian aid, much needed humanitarian aid. Gaza, no matter what Israel claims or what Israel's supporters and defenders claim, is in a humanitarian crisis at this point. We might not see bloated bellies due to hunger in Gaza, but there are many, many other problems. And the United Nations reports come out year after year saying that the situation is just worsening year after year. So we, as the Canadian boat, we are taking medicine that was requested by the hospitals in Gaza that they know they need, they know they want, and they know is not coming through the so-called legal or established channels. And our third goal is to challenge the blockade itself, because no matter what we say about our first two goals, they will not solve the problem. Neither moral support nor aid will solve the problem of the people in Gaza. The blockade that is illegal and inhumane should end. And even those in the international community who speak against the flotilla still say that the blockade should end. Look at Ban Ki-moon's statements, for example. So the situation is very clear, our goals are very clear, and all are within peaceful, nonviolent practices. We are not there to confront or fight with an army that's one of the most brutal and one of the most powerful armies in the world.
Now, Israel has worked hard to scuttle the 2011 flotilla. What tactics have they employed?
Well, as you mentioned in your introduction, they employed each and every tactic, clean or dirty. They employed arm twisting against the vulnerable Greece, and despite the very strong popular support the Palestinian cause has in Greece, the prime minister, in his very vulnerable economic situation, yielded to the pressure that Israel put, and who knows what bribes and what aid and what promises were made behind closed doors in addition to diplomacy. So that was a very a clear method that Israel took to stop the flotilla, or to try to stop the flotilla. The other thing that they clearly did, and it's very difficult to imagine anybody else doing that, is the sabotage against two of the boats of the flotilla before they left port. The media campaigns by Israel supporters worldwide that try to badmouth, misrepresent, stain the flotilla and its members were also another very dirty tool they tried to employ. All that done, we believe that today, and despite not being able to leave the ports of Greece to head towards Gaza at this point, we strongly, strongly believe that the flotilla of 2011, and by the way, 2011 is not over yet, so let's not call it the flotilla of 2011, because we are determined, not only we as Canadians, but the whole Freedom Flotilla, the international coalition that formed to push this flotilla forward, we are determined to continue our work. But even at this point, till this point, we believe that we achieved great success by getting awareness to the blockade, the ills of blockade, to Israel's practices around the world and in Canada, to normal people, everyday people who had not known much about it, and now they do. So we are really moving from a success to the next, despite the setbacks that we face, that we are very clearly determined to continue fighting against.
You mentioned that some of the boats were sabotaged. What kind of sabotage?
Both boats that were sabotaged, we discovered cuts in the propeller shaft and the propeller arms in both boats. One of them was the Greek, Norwegian, Swedish boat that was in a port in Greece, and the other is the Irish boat that was in a port in Turkey. Both very similar attempts to cut, both very clearly made by high-powered tools, and both more or less at the same time discovered a couple of days from each other. It's not an act of God. Those type of damages are not the type of damage that can happen by, and there are pictures of them all over the web. They're very clearly attempts to cut and attempts not to get the propeller to fall off or disconnect, but especially the second one with the Irish boat, the analysts were very concerned because it was the type of cut that may have not been discovered in port and could have caused the propeller to break and smash through the hull of the boat in the middle of the sea. It was really an act of delayed murder, that one. The other one in Greece was discovered as soon as they turned on the engines, and the propeller shaft got stuck because of the bend that happened to it after the damage that it sustained due to the sabotage.
Now, the Marvi Marmara was the largest boat in last year's flotilla, and it was organized by the humanitarian organization IHH on the boat, and the Israeli commandos murdered 9 activists. Israel was compelled to return the boat. Why didn't it sail this year?
Actually, from one aspect, I have to say my personal opinion is that it is good that the Marvi was not sailing this year, because Israel tried to portray this flotilla as a IHH flotilla, as a Turkish flotilla, as a Mavi flotilla, which is nothing can be further from the truth. IHH and the Mavi Marmara were a part of the flotilla, but this again, misconception, misinformation had to be combated. So from that angle, I think there was an advantage to the Mavi not being in the flotilla this year. Although I have to stress that IHH, as an organization, continues till this day to be a member of the coalition and continues till this day to participate in meetings and plannings for the future. And I also want to say that many of the passengers that were supposed to be on the Mavi were distributed among other boats after the announcement that the Mavi would not sail. As for the reason the Mavi couldn't sail, it's really threefold. The first reason is that IHH has been undergoing aid operations heavily in the same month of June on the Turkish-Syrian border to accommodate the Syrian refugees that were escaping from the government oppression or the government crackdown in northern Syria. And IHH put a lot of its resources towards that. The second one is that they also were conducting naval aid convoys to help the situation in Libya, and directed that towards Tripoli in Libya. Towards Benghazi in Libya. The third one was the Mavi itself, unfortunately, was heavily, heavily damaged by Israel during last year, and even though it was returned, and even though it was repaired to a large extent, at the end of the day, there was still in the final inspection it had before the final announcement that it will join the flotilla, there was discovered that still a lot of work needs to be done, or still some work needs to be done, and that work will not be able to be done within the time frame of us leaving, which is the last 2 weeks. So the announcement was that it was never that the Mavi will not sail again to Gaza, it was that the Mavi will not sail now to Gaza. The future is still very much open for the Mavi to join another phase of the flotilla or another flotilla to Gaza.
Now, how have the Greek people responded to the collaboration of their government with with Israel in terms of stopping the flotilla?
Well, actually, as there was in Greece huge demonstrations to fight their own battle in Syndigma Square in the middle of Athens and in other places, those same organizers at the same time in Syndigma Square, through their leadership and their decision-making committees, more than once voiced and staged protests in support of the flotilla and in support of the right of the flotilla boats to sail from Greece to Gaza. Also, marches were organized by them, supported by the Greek people, towards the Ministry of I think it's the equivalent of the Ministry of Immigration in Canada that has control over the ports, and that is the one that issued the decree that boats destined for Gaza or boats that are a part of the Freedom Flotilla cannot sail. Our own boat, the Tahrir, when it sailed out of the port of Agios Nikolas in Crete and then was returned by force by the Greek Coast Guard, Greek activists came to the pier and held a sit-in on the pier while our people, the delegates on the Tahrir, stayed on board because they were not sure what legal consequences their act would have. So they decided to stay on board till the Greek authorities tell them what they will be facing exactly, or what might they be facing. So as that was there, and they spent a night on the boat after being returned, there was Greek support structure on the pier supporting them and cheering them. Demonstrations that the Canadian boat with the other delegations on the Canadian boat from Belgium, Denmark, Germany, and Australia went through the streets of Agios Nikolas. They were cheered, supported, offered free meals in restaurants, etc. So the Greek people, as they always have been, are one of the biggest and fairest supporters to the Palestinian cause. And it is very unfortunate and very dirty that the Israeli government used the weak financial situation that Greece is suffering from to turn the Greek government against the noble work that we are trying to do and against the will of the Greek people themselves.
What's the current situation of the flotilla?
Actually, the current situation, and this actually is the most recent information that just came out. We just published a release in the past half hour. The Tahrir, among many other boats of the flotilla, have decided to halt their attempts now to leave Greece. And we decided to regroup and reorganize ourselves to see how to move forward from here. There are two boats on the flotilla that are still trying, the Dignity, the French boat, and the Giuliano, the Swedish, Greek, and Norwegian boat, which was one of the boats that were sabotaged and then repaired. They are still trying to leave, but the majority at this point decided to halt our attempts, regroup, and re-plan for the next phase of the flotilla. So the flotilla is not over, the Tahrir is not over, and we'll continue till the blockade of Gaza is over.
Well, thanks very much for speaking with us today, Ihab.
Thank you for having me. Much appreciated.
I have been speaking with Ihab Lotayev. He is an organizer and spokesperson for the Canadian boat, the Tahrir, and this is part of the International Freedom Flotilla to Gaza.